Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters, and today's episode of Take 5 is about a really simple step you can take today to get better connected with educators and the information they are sharing in as little of amount of time as possible. I'm talking about setting up an RSS feed reader. RSS, or really simple syndication, is something that you can use to have your favorite blog posts, videos, and pictures sent to you as soon as they are published, instead of taking the time to constantly check in on your favorite websites and blogs to see if there is anything new there yet. Think about RSS as room service for blog nerds. It sounds similar to Twitter, where your network shares what they are reading and writing with you, but RSS is quite different. Where Twitter serves as an active place for me to go to, where I can see what everyone else is reading and tweeting, RSS is a more personalized content aggregation tool where I can go to read things specific to my interests that I could possibly then share with my PLN afterwards. For example, I really enjoy reading GettingSmart.com. I could log on to their website every few days to see what's new, or I could use an RSS feed reader to have new articles from GettingSmart.com delivered to me instantly when they post. A teacher blog that I go to a lot is MattBGomez.com. As with a typical website, I can have an RSS feed reader send me all of Matt's posts as soon as he clicks publish on his blog dashboard. Then I can read, comment, and share the post that grab my attention with my favorite social networks. So, how is it done? There are only two things you need to do, really. First, sign up for an account on a feed reader website. Feedly.com is a popular one, as are Dig Reader at dig.com, theoldreader.com, and newsblur.com. Step 2, copy and paste the URL to your favorite websites, blogs, video streaming sites, or photo sharing platforms into your chosen feed reader and save it. Many websites also have an icon that you can click to sync their content to your feed reader as well. The icon that you should be looking for is an orange square with something along the lines of white satellite waves floating off into space. One of the benefits of RSS and feed readers is that you can access your feeds from anywhere. Most feed readers now have compatible smartphone and tablet apps, and all of them are cloud-based and accessible from any other computer with an internet connection. Depending on the email provider you use, you might already have an RSS feed reader built into your email. If so, you can use this the same way as the feed reader websites mentioned here. The difference is that your feed reader content will be synced to a folder in your inbox instead of on a website or mobile app. How will you know if your email does this? Well, look for the folder or tab that says something along the lines of RSS subscriptions. If you're not sure whether your email service has a feed reader, or you just don't want to take the time to look but still want RSS subscriptions to be delivered to your email, there is a website designed specifically for that. It's called www.feedmyinbox.com, and by simply going to the website, inputting a website URL, and typing in your email address, FeedMyInbox will deliver content from websites, blogs, and even Twitter profiles right to your email inbox for you to view at your leisure. Perhaps you're a fan of Grumpy Cat, the grumpiest cat on the internet, and you want all of his Twitter posts sent to your inbox as they come. Just type in the Twitter URL for Grumpy Cat's profile and wallow in self-loathing with Grumpy Cat every time you access your email. This has been another episode of Take 5, Professional Development and the Time It Takes to Get Sidetracked from Being Productive at Work with a Google search for Grumpy Cat Memes. Go ahead, try it. Thanks for listening and tweeting out the link to this episode. Remember to subscribe to Take 5 in the iTunes Store for 3 new episodes delivered to you every single week. As Grumpy Cat would say, go away.